This is Dr. Schneerdijk heading a 12-lead EKG report on Ricky Lacco, L-A-C-K-O, on 2-6-24. Mrs. Lacco performed a, correction, Mr. Lacco performed a 12-lead EKG period. There appears to be a pacer spikes with a intraventricular conduction delay period. There is left axis deviation period. Paragraph impression, paced rhythm, otherwise unremarkable EKG. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry and Wanda Casey, C-A-S-E-Y. This goes to Dr. Hall. On 2-6-24, Mrs. Casey performed a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced capacity was minimally impaired, and there's a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period, the air velocity index was less than 1. Period, the ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8. Period. Compared to a prior study dated 11-8-23, there's been no significant change. Period, no paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, 6-minute walk test on Monica D. Dominicis, D-E-D-O-M-I-N-I-C-I-S. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 2-6-24, Mrs. D. Dominicis performed a 6-minute walk test period. Prior to ambulating, the pulmonary saturation was 97%. Period, the patient walked 270 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation was 88% at the end of the study. Period, no paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance with demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Leslie Monsees, M-O-N-S-E-E-S. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 2-6-24, Mrs. Monsees performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired, and there's a moderate impairment in flow rates period. The air velocity index was greater than 1 period. The ratio of FEF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. After bronchodilators, there was reversal of airways obstruction, leaving the patient with a minimal restriction period. A paragraph impression, minimal to moderate restriction with a component of airways obstruction, which is reversible after bronchodilators, period, when compared to a prior study dated 9-6-23, there's been no significant change, period. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Patricia Aldrin. This goes to Dr. Bocook. On 2-6-24, Mrs. Aldrin performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was a minimal degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Effort after bronchodilators is questionable. Compared to a prior study dated 9-19-23, there's been improvement, period. The paragraph impression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease showing improvement, period. Thank you.